Welcome back. It is a Friday here. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here later on in the show, we've got your weekend movie preview at 4:50. I'll share with you my thoughts about the movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So I did go check that out, and I do have some thoughts about that. I'll share it at 4:50. next hour, got your jobs report, and we'll talk about the debt. And what the Congressional Budget Office is starting to warn about as it pertains to the federal debt. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. So, top stories going on in the news right now. The five former police officers in Memphis who are being charged with Tyree Nichols' death have all pled not guilty. We'll have to see how it goes on that one. They pled not guilty to murder and other charges that were pressed against them. Now, the United States has intercepted more Russian warplanes near Alaska. This is the second time this week that we've done that this has basically happened. So pretty crazy situation right there. And then, you know, we've talked about just how it appears Russia and others are maybe like just pushing to see how much they can get away with. By the way, that balloon situation where, you know, we shot down the one main balloon. But then after that, we shot down three other balloons over the weekend. Well, now word is coming out that one of the balloons might have been just a hobby balloon, just like some hobby company. The other balloon might have been actually like a Hobby Lobby balloon. Like it was their balloon that they were flying around or something. It was like 3 feet wide is all it was. both of these companies are basically saying they don't know where their balloon went, and they think it was shot down by the United States Air Force. Oh, okay.
Maybe Biden was apologizing to Hobby Lobby when we were confused.
Yeah.
Could be.
So yesterday when he said he has no apologies for shooting it down, that's what he was talking about. Yeah, I don't. It was definitely was not expecting that at all. You know, to see that. So, all right. Some of the other top stories in the news here: Ukraine war update. Russia accused of trying to use TV to create Ukraine digital ghetto. All right. And then Democrats and Republicans are urging Biden to send F-16s to Ukraine. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Ohio train situation. So now we've got chemicals spilled in Ohio. Down in Kissimmee now, and over in Arizona, all just in this past like week and a half, about a week and a half's worth. So kind of a crazy situation right there. Now that we have two candidates running on the Republican ticket for 2024, starting to get things heated up a little bit. We had that yesterday. Sarah Palin had told Ron DeSantis he ought to just stay as, you know, just stay governor. Don't try to run for president. Yesterday we had now today we actually have some attacks on Nikki Haley. Ann Coulter has been a big Trump ally for a long time, but then she kind of turned her back on Trump towards the end of his administration. she was on a podcast and she said and she was criticizing Nikki Haley for being the daughter of Indian immigrants, and even said at one point, why don't you go back to your own country? Well, what? She even called her a ridiculous, preposterously ridiculous, and preposterous creature. Okay. Yeah, that's in today's day and age, that's hard to believe that happened, but it did. Got a couple other stories for you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Just got a call into the traffic line. We do have an accident on 9th Avenue in the southbound direction. This is going to be right near Langley, right by the credit union. So just keep that in mind. It did just occur and expect some slowdowns. We also have an accident on Davis Highway near Langley. This is going to be in the northbound direction, right near the Big Lots. So just expect some slowdowns there. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays in an accident at the intersection of 98 and Dog Track Road in West Pensacola. Expect slowdowns in the westbound direction on 98. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So a couple other stories in the news here. First is that Idaho lawmakers are trying to pass a bill that would charge, basically it would criminalize giving the COVID vaccine if it's the mRNA one. That's right. They're basically making it a crime to administer any kind of mRNA vaccine in their state. Wow. Okay. So we'll have to see what that, the bill's been introduced. I don't know if they actually have enough support to try to get it passed, but that would be pretty bizarre if it did. Some of the other stories in the news right here. Disney employees are fighting mandates to work at offices 4 days a week. So the union for the employees and Disney are getting back to work, but over 2,300 employees signed a petition against returning to work. Warning that they think that there's going to be long-term, negative effects of returning to work. All right. Tesla has recalled 362,000 cars with its full self-driving system, saying that some of the things with it, they're going to fix some of the self-driving flaws. So there you go with that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. Yeah, at this point, Bobby, the Goodyear blimp better be careful going up right now. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like they're just shooting down anything now. They went overboard. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top 20 News with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound
by wild desire. They're talking about Ann Coulter's reaction to Nikki Haley, telling her she needs to just go back to her home country, or go back to her own country, because she's a daughter of Indian migrants and immigrants. I was just saying, wow, in like today's day and age, I'm surprised to hear that kind of language. But it is Ann Coulter. I got textures. I think Ann Coulter might have brain worms. Tell you what, there's something. I remember I interviewed her. I don't know what it is about her, but she's so anti-immigrant. It's like next level. I interviewed her one time. She wrote a book and got her on. And it was a period of time when her and Rick Santorum were on the circuit, basically saying, stop all immigration. No more legal immigration. No illegal immigration. Stop all immigration. And so I got her on. We were talking, and I said, what about the Statue of Liberty, where it says, bring us your poor, your huddled masses and all this other stuff. And she was like, that was from the French. And I was like, actually, the statue was from the French, but the the plaque was an American writer, and we all accepted it, and kind of that was kind of the mantra for America for a long time. Like, she has no heart. I mean, she just doesn't. She has no heart. It's like, wow, okay. So not really a surprise to hear. I mean, I am still surprised to hear her say that about Nikki Haley. Go back to your home country. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. Five former Memphis police officers entered not guilty pleas today in the murder of Tyree Nichols. All five were fired after Nichols' fatal beating during a traffic stop in January. The former officers are out on bond. Next court appearance scheduled for May 1st. Four U.S. troops wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria today are said to be in stable condition. Officials said the troops and a military dog were treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq. The four are part of a U.S. Special Operations Forces. The air and water in East Palestine, Ohio, is being called safe, according to Governor Mike DeWine, after EPA testing. People in the village have been complaining of illness and animals dying after a train derailed on February 3rd, resulted in the release of hazardous chemicals. And hard to believe, Bobby, but Michael Jordan today celebrating birthday number 60, this a day after he revealed a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish America Foundation to celebrate his long partnership with the organization.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty, that's a pretty big one. $10 million going on over there, but also a pretty big surprise. I just finally saw the trailer for that new movie with Matt Damon and
Air.
Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Air, that's coming out in a few months or something like that. So be looking forward to seeing that whole ordeal, because he definitely was instrumental in changing the way shoes, particularly athletic shoes, are sold and way they and the comfortability level and the whole works, right? So
a legacy that will endure long after he's gone.
Definitely, absolutely. And even though LeBron James just recently surpassed him in the scoring record along with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for many people he's still, you know, he's still just the GOAT. He's still the guy, the greatest ever. So, and in my mind, he is. I mean, I've watched them both play. I grew up watching Jordan, and there was just something different about how he controlled the game. And, you know, LeBron is dominant. He has all the records, and especially in his younger years, he pretty much was like the player who, you know, the only good player on the team, and he would take them to the championship still, but there was just something different about Jordan, the way he commanded the games and controlled the game. So, so I'm looking forward to seeing anything coming out with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy birthday to him, 60 years old. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be at Dog Track Road due to an accident. Scene of the accident, again, at that intersection, but you'll see slowdowns in the westbound direction. Davis Highway, seeing slow-moving traffic. That's going to be in both the north and southbound lanes, getting closer to the interstate, as well as we did get a call into the traffic line saying that there is an accident on 9th Avenue southbound just south of Langley. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your details. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball comes up March 11th. At 6 o'clock at the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets and help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. You can get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, and you need to get a professional, somebody who understands how to get the best price for your house. Yeah, you need a realtor who will protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and the team over at Levin Rinky Realty is the agent that I trust and I would call. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the yard. She markets your home so you get the most money. You can call her today at 850-723-9158. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. Call 850-723-9158. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call 850-723-9158. Come up here next. Got another update on, so we had yesterday Sarah Palin telling Governor DeSantis he should just remain governor. Somebody else kind of throwing some shade against DeSantis that I'm kind of surprised to see. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3. So, Carrie Lake, the Republican who's running for governor of Arizona and ended up losing, but now she's challenging it. She's been very vocal. She was an avid Trump supporter. Well, she is now coming out and blasting Governor DeSantis. So there was a video clip online where George Soros is just sharing his analysis on possible Republican presidential candidates. And it just says something like, he says, Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He's likely to be the Republican candidate. Carrie Lake posts this video and tweeted, "The kiss of death. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed by George Soros." Wait, I don't really know that means he's endorsing, because I don't think George Soros is going to endorse any Republican candidates anytime soon. But that's the spin that Carrie Lake put out there. So I'm kind of surprised to see her, because in a lot of ways, I thought Carrie Lake DeSantis ticket would be a great ticket. She reminds me a lot of Governor DeSantis, actually. Maybe that's why she's attacking him, because they're a lot alike or something. I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Mitt Romney, by the way, says he thinks Trump will be the likely candidate. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So coming up here in a minute, we got your sports hit. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. So also coming up in 10 minutes, weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts about Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And so if you're kind of on the fence with that one, I'll give you my thoughts about it and might help you make a decision about going to seeing it. So that'll be in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here. The United States intercepted a second set of Russian warplanes this week alone. Five former Memphis police officers pled not guilty to murder charges connected to the Tyree Nichols death, and Tesla has recalled 362,000 cars with its self-driving system to try to fix some problems with that. There you go. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. Let's get started with... So we have no NBA because they're starting the All-Star break, but we do have NCAA men's basketball. So at 6 o'clock... on ESPN2, Dayton is playing Loyola College. of Chicago, I guess it is. Loyola University of Chicago, that's what it is. That's on ESPN2 at 6. On ESPN, Yale versus Penn. Oh, a little Ivy League basketball going on there. At 8 o'clock, let's see here. No, CBS Sports Network, University of New Mexico against San Jose State University. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight, beginning at 6. But at 8 o'clock on ESPN, LA takes on Anaheim. Then NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 21, Colorado beat Arizona State 70-62. And the Genesis Invitational is still going on here. Tiger Woods ended up finishing yesterday at 2 under par, but the leader was at 7 under par. Today, Keith Mitchell is at the top of the leaderboard right now at 9 under par. Tiger Woods, I believe, is 1 over, so he's probably going to miss the cut if he's not able to. Yeah, actually, he already finished, so he'd miss the cut the way it's set up right now. Then in other sports, tomorrow is the start of the XFL. So we just finished the NFL season, and now we begin the XFL. So the XFL is, remember, they were out for a long time ago. It was run by WWE, and Vince McMahon was operating it. Well, now I guess Dwayne The Rock Johnson is involved. So here's the teams that you have: DC Defenders, St. Louis Battlehawks, Seattle Sea Dragons, the Vegas Vipers, Arlington Renegades, Houston Roughnecks, San Antonio Brahmas, and the Orlando Guardians. So three Texas teams there in the South Division, and then Orlando is part of it. And then you've got what they call the North Division, but it's DC, St. Louis, Seattle, and Vegas. So tomorrow, the very first game is going to be on at 1 o'clock Eastern, noon our time, I believe. Yeah, and that's going to be on ABC, Las Vegas against Arlington. And then a late game is going to be on ESPN and FX Network, Orlando against Houston. And then Sunday, there will be two games. St. Louis against San Antonio will be the game on ABC earlier in the day. And then Seattle against DC at 6 o'clock. So, like, well, all right. So we're launching the XFL now. So I guess we do have some football. By the way, you've got familiar faces like AJ McCarron, former quarterback for the University of Alabama. He was an NFL quarterback for a little bit. He's a quarterback in there. Josh Gordon, the embattled wide receiver in the NFL, he's going to be there. Wade Phillips, the former head coach, he's coaching one of the teams. So you got a lot of NFL names associated with the teams in the XFL. So it might be interesting to see what happens with it. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you some sports news.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. We still have some slight delays at 98 in Dog Track Road. This is going to be throughout West Pensacola. We had an accident a little earlier this afternoon right in that area as well, just north of the interstate or intersection. We do have Lillian Highway showing some slight slowdowns in both directions. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so the Washington Commanders reportedly will hire Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy as their new offensive coordinator. The Padres star Manny Machado says that he's going to opt out of his deal at the end of this season. And a free agent quarterback, Derek Carr, is now visiting his second team. He's visiting the Jets this weekend. And then NBA legend Paul Pierce has to pay a $1.4 million fine in order to resolve issues over his involvement with some cryptocurrency company called Ethereum Max. All right. So it's an SEC fine that he's trying to settle right there. Those are your top stories in the sports. That's your sports hit. So we are getting closer to, we just finished Valentine's Day this week. So now the next thing is we're starting to get things ramped up for Easter already. Like, I'm seeing grocery stores already just loaded up with Easter stuff, candy, decorations, things like that, including new Easter peeps. We got the Easter peeps out there, which I just, that's just a lot of sugar and a lot of stuff. But I was out with my daughter and we saw the Pepsi flavored peeps and the Dr. Pepper ones. And so she convinced me to go ahead and try the Dr. Pepper ones. It tastes just like Dr. Pepper. It was like shocking. I was like, this is going to be disgusting. Why do you want to get this? She goes, we just have to try it. I'm like, it's going to be gross. That's no. And then I hate it. I was like, this tastes just like Dr. Pepper.
Is it like amazing Dr. Pepper sugar over a normal marshmallow, or is the marshmallow? Correct. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like Dr. Pepper sugar over the marshmallow. So the sugar part, I mean, it's just like Dr. Pepper. I was like, wow. So I didn't try the Pepsi one. I was just like, let's just get this one. And so I'm sure the Pepsi, I mean, if the Dr. Pepper one tastes that accurate, I'm sure the Pepsi one's going to taste pretty accurate too. So that was pretty, there you go. Pretty amazing. McDonald's coming out with their very first plant-based nuggets in Germany for now. It's just going to be in Germany. It's a partnership with Beyond Meat. They're coming out with plant-based McNuggets that they're going to be trying. So, you know, we were talking about there's been a lot of places that started backing away off of the plant-based options. But I guess McDonald's hasn't quite stopped at it yet. They're at least going to try it out in Germany. In the meantime, Chick-fil-A is doing a test of a plant-based chicken sandwich. Kind of. It's a cauliflower sandwich. So they're testing it out in Denver, Colorado, Charleston, South Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina. And it looks, when you look at it, looking at the photo, it looks just like the regular chicken sandwich. Like, it has the same breading as the Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich, but it's over cauliflower. So obviously when you bite into it, it's obviously not going to taste the same. It's not the same texture. Like, they're not trying to do like plant-based chicken. They're just like, here's a plant-based sandwich if you want it.
So on my TikTok page, there's been people who went to the locations and tried it out, and they said it was pretty good. They said for the most part, it kind of just, the breading that just tastes like the chicken sandwich breading, mm-hmm. It's kind of like the overall flavor. Like, you kind of don't really taste like you're eating cauliflower. So, okay. I mean, everyone that I saw like three different videos. They said like it was pretty good.
Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah, I love fried cauliflower. So
yeah, it's, I was gonna say, because I like baking cauliflower and frying cauliflower. So, and you put it in Chick-fil-A's crack cocaine flavored seasoning, then yeah,
with some buffalo sauce.
Yeah, exactly. So like, yeah, okay. I would definitely, Chick-fil-A could pretty much deep fry just about anything with their seasoning stuff, and I'm gonna try it. All right, it's Ben Skull right now, Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're gonna get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and I'll give you my thoughts on Quantumania coming up next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, I'll give you my thoughts on Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I did go check that out. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford of the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the Biden administration is providing federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio, following the derailment of a train that released toxic materials. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the health and safety of the community is a top priority for the administration. Six people dead. A suspect is in custody after a series of shootings in northwest Mississippi today. Happened in the town of Arkabootla in Tate County, just south of Memphis. 4 U.S. troops wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader in Syria today. U.S. Central Command says 3 of the soldiers and a working dog receiving treatment in a U.S. medical facility in Iraq. A 4th has been released from the hospital. And besides Ant-Man, Disney also putting out news regarding the Marvels, saying they will delay the release date. It now will hit theaters on November 10th instead of the original date of July 28th. Bobby, I've got my ticket reserved for Tuesday night to see Ant-Man, so I'm curious to know your thoughts without any spoilers, please.
No spoilers, of course. The question I know a lot of people have, well, actually, let's go ahead and hit the sounder, and then we'll get into it.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here. So, yes, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania came out today. And so, you know, the synopsis is, you know, the Ant-Man and the Wasp and their families. So Scott Lang, his daughter, Cassie, Hope Van Dyne and her parents, Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, all get pulled into the quantum realm. And they discover a new world. And then they discover things that Janet never told them about the quantum realm that might keep them from being able to leave. All right, so the question that everybody has, though, is it worth going to see? Is this yes. The answer is yes. This feels a lot more old, like past, you know, past Marvel movies. It feels a lot more along the lines of Ant-Man and the Wasp and the first Ant-Man. It definitely did not give me a feeling of leaving it going, it's okay. No, I got a feeling of like, oh, I'm probably going to have to come take my daughter. It was really, really good. One thing about it, though, is this new era of Marvel films, I think maybe one of the reasons why it's not as it doesn't have as much a draw to them is because it's dealing so much with the multiverse. Like, they've decided to really just deal with the multiverse, where there's multiple universes all at the same time and multiple different timelines and stuff like that, right? So this, once again, is dealing with the multiverse. And so that can be a little bit confusing sometimes. I will say this, though. If you saw the TV series on Disney Plus, Loki, then you may want to watch the last episode again before you go see Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. If you didn't see the series Loki, and you don't want to try to binge watch it, don't even try to watch the last episode. You'll be so lost and confused, you'll blow your mind. But if you, like, I was sitting there a few minutes into it, and I was like, I wish I'd rewatched the last episode of Ant-Man, of Loki, because it ties in. Because it's talking about timelines and multiverse and things like that. So that's a little tip. To me, yes, it's worth watching it. Even if you haven't seen Loki and all this other stuff, it's definitely worth watching. It's a fun one. A couple little twist things in there. But if you've seen the Loki series, it'd be worth it to go back and watch. Like, when I got home last night, I came home and I watched the last episode of Loki again, of the series, just to like get it all pieced together in my mind. So, yeah, there's that. There's another movie that's out today. I'll let you know about that right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns throughout Pensacola, as well as 29. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon slowdown. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania out in theaters right now. Another one that's out, though, is called Sharper. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's rated R, stars Julian Moore and Sebastian Stan. Sebastian Stan's the guy who plays Winter Soldier. So motivations are suspect and expectations are turned upside down as a con artist takes on Manhattan billionaires. And it's called Sharper. It's on Apple TV Plus today. It's been getting a lot of positive reviews. Want to check out something on DVD or digital download? Strange World is out, available now. And as you know, I've shared my thoughts on that movie before. It's basically I would avoid it. It's just not a good one. And it's just all propaganda. Amazon Prime has the Carnival Row season 2 came out today. So if you're into that, the second season just came out. And then I saw this. For the first time ever, more people will watch streaming content this year than traditional TV. That's actually switched over pretty darn quick. But apparently, linear TV watching will in 2023 is expected to be about under 3 hours a day. Digital video watching of some sort will be over 3 hours. And of course, Netflix and YouTube lead the way with that. But yet, adults viewing TikTok is growing more and more as well. So, kind of interesting. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. You know, they always say, well, there's an app for that. Well, there's an app for that. There's a new app that when you go on a first date, it links to like your Apple Watch or some other wearable device, and it measures your heart rate and your breathing and how much you're sweating. And based on this, it can tell you whether you're having a good date or not. That's right. You won't know on your own. You're going to have an app tell you. Like, I don't know if this date's going good or not. Wish my app would update real quick so I can know. 92.3, 95.